Been waiting on y'all.
Since you're in such a good mood, tell us how it feels to be in the playoffs.
Oh, it feels great. It feels great. I'm finally going to get to play in the playoff game this year, and I'm looking forward to it.
What was the reason you had such a good game against the Raiders in Mexico City?
What was the reason? Man, I don't know. I was just on my game plan, and I was watching some of the plays. I noticed some of the plays that was going on, trying to make a play.
What are some of the things they did to try to slow you down?
They brought the back to my side chip, slide protection sometimes. You know, same old thing I've been dealing with all season.
You play against a quarterback that hasn't played as much.
It's great. That's great. I hope we blitz them all game. I don't know. That's up to the coaches, but just got to put a lot of pressure on them, make them throw some bad balls, try to get force some turnovers, and try to get our offense in a good field position.
Why does it mean so much for you to be in the playoffs?
I mean, we got a chance to do something great for this organization and for ourselves. And we can go as far as we can go, you know, make history. So we're going to try to do that, try to play hard as we can.
Yeah. Happy walking today, happy. Have you been able to kind of let your real self out more this year, especially now that you're playing Pro Bowl, the team's been successful?
I can say, yeah. I mean, I'm having fun, having a good time. We all just trying to win. As long as you win everything, you're always happy. So looking forward to having a big game this week and trying to push forward on in the playoffs.
What can you do to make sure what happened in the fourth quarter against them doesn't happen again?
What can I do? Or what can we do? We just got to keep playing four quarters. We played three good quarters against them last time, and fourth quarter came around. We gave up two big ball plays. We got to stop the big plays. Just don't give them no real big plays, and keep them in front of us. I think we're going to beat them.
When you watch your film, what do you see that you can personally do better?
Probably rush the pass a little better than I did last time, the first time. Field's kind of messed up down there, though, so this one should be a good one, though.
We can tell by looking at you and how you carry yourself this year that you're having fun, but can you put into words just how much fun this season's been after everything you've been through?
Man, it's just been one of those seasons. It's been great for me. My teammates have been happy for me to see me from where I came from to where I am now. And I just feel like it's going to get better and better for me, so just, you know, having fun.
Is this the first time you felt like you did in college?
Health-wise? Yeah, probably, yeah. So, oh, no. Just ready to play. Ready to play.
Jadeveon, we haven't had a chance to talk, but a couple weeks ago or a few days ago, Malarkey from Jacksonville said, you're playing out of this world. What does that mean to you coming from the opposing coaches?
I don't know what that means. Just trying to go out there and make plays for my team and put my team in good position to win games. And whatever I can do to help them, I'll try to go out there and do it. They're playing hard is all I know. So
what that means is they're praising you.
Okay, that's good. But like I said, playing hard is all I know. I go out there and play hard as I can every game. And hope for the best outcome for our team.
Not playing in this past game, how much did that help you? How much better do you feel? Where do you feel like you're at from a health standpoint?
Well, I feel great. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Devin, what was it like for you to have to watch your team get beat so bad last season in the playoffs?
I was upset before the game because I was mad I couldn't get to play. But, you know, it was real bad, and I hate to see that. But this year I feel like it's going to be a lot different than it was the past year.
What would you like for the nation's fans watching this game to learn about Jadeveon Clowney?
For whose fan? Our fan?
Oh, the fans around the country that have been watching you every week.
Learn about me. He plays hard. He gives a lot of effort on every play. So, you know, I'm out there trying to do it all. Catch guys, run through guys, run around them, everything. Just really to make plays, have fun.
Do you like being able to move around?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's good for me. Move me out, keep me out of one spot, move me around the front. I have a good time doing that.
Jadeveon, in the your first 2 years in the NFL, and I don't know how you handle social media. I mean, if you're reading stuff all the time, but did you get a lot of stuff from fans?
Yeah, it kind of built me up. Kind of built me up. All the criticisms kind of built me up. Really helped me off the field with pushing and getting better, just to come back to prove to them that what they were saying was wrong. So it kind of helped me.
And has that changed this year? I mean, whether you go out, whether you're in the city, walking around, I mean, just the reception you get from fans?
Some of it changed. I think most of it changed. But, you know, I still keep that in the back of my head. This league is like this right here. So, you know, one minute they love you, one minute they hate you. So, you know, I just do what I can do to go out there and help my team.
In the game against Cincinnati, you got up to almost 21 miles per hour chasing LaFell.
Oh, field. I didn't know that.
Have you felt a difference in your speed this year?
Oh, I know Kevin was moving kind of fast. I looked beside me and seen J. Joe, and then I seen QD. I'm right here with these guys, these DBs. But nah. You know, I always thought I was kind of fast anyways. I was one of them fast guys, just big.
To follow up on that, people were kind of freaking out on Twitter and stuff about how close you got to LaFell. Did you hear a lot of people talking about
that? I heard about
it.
I was laughing about it. I was messing with them guys, J. Joe and Demps, about us running them down. I said, Demps, you supposed to caught him. You had a good angle on him. He was like, where you come from? I was like, yeah, I was coming for you. But we had a good time about it.
Thank you.